This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, as a public service here on the radio every week. A group of distinguished broadcasters, and then there are a few others that find their way onto the scene, or into the scene, here to mark the end of the week. Review of the hot stories and the hot people as the research continues every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find these lists at talkers.com. You can't find these people, however, anywhere but here in the appointed rounds. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV show and The Morning Answer on KRLA in Los Angeles. John Harper is here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Lots of things going on there we ought to talk about a little bit as time allows. Also joining us, Rich McFadden from Radio America in the Control Center in Washington of our originating network, and Rick Jensen, who is a performer on WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. All right, so we'll go through a few of these things. One of the reasons I wanted John to be here is to talk about all the excitement of the 50th anniversary of the flight to the moon, Apollo 11. It's been all over the place. So because he's on the Space Coast and very involved in all of that, I think it makes for a good story, frankly, a story that we don't pay enough attention to these days because we're too busy worrying about who, zooming who, with all this nonsense politically. And it is. It's becoming sheer nonsense from my perspective, anybody else who seems to have any common sense. So let's go through a couple of things, though, are worth the our attention that aren't political, although seemingly everything is political these days. Number 10 on the story list is a focus on the big storm, Gulf Storm Barry, and what's been the situation so far with the Mississippi Delta, the river, impact on the levees, all that stuff. And then what hasn't been much discussed is that huge block of ice in the Antarctic that's melting, and what that will do to the level, the sea level near your home. Let's see, who lives near the ocean here? Nobody, I guess.
I have a creek in my backyard. Will it flood that?
I got a brook running through.
Yeah, I do. I'm 8 miles from the Atlantic.
All right, well, there you go. See, John, you'll be underwater in no time at all. All right. So there is, though, that the next couple of things here, stock market reacting to some of the major deals that we have made for arms and that kind of stuff, the situation with the ambassador from England who didn't like Trump and Trump didn't much like him, and that was the end of that, the Iranian tensions. I was supposed to go on a trip to the Middle East this past... Actually, I was supposed to be there right now. I would have been there and doing this program from there. I'm not supposed to talk about it very much because it involves the Iranian... what they call a hidden government, the Iranian hidden... There's a group of people who are trying to get rid of the Ayatollah.
Huh. So Iran has a shadow government, too?
Yes. Wow. Amazing, isn't that how that works? Yeah, I know.
We have things in common.
Yeah. All right, well, Jennifer's here. We ought to get to a couple of the things from the top of the list. Jeffrey Epstein. Is it Steen or Stein? I don't know how to pronounce
that. That's Epstein.
Epstein. Okay. And what comes of all of this for all of us in terms of conversation? This guy is no good and has never been any good as far. I don't get why it's taken this long, even though he's had legal troubles before. Why now are we going after
him? I think that's what a lot of people are asking. And is it because he's tied in to a lot of politicos and a lot of celebrities and maybe even law enforcement? Or is it that his wealth is buying privilege?
Law enforcement.
I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered. And this week we saw the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, do a press conference, which he should have done, to explain the reason why he offered a plea deal to Jeffrey Epstein in Florida. It wasn't just Alex Acosta. There was a group of people involved with it, even some some names that we've heard a lot about in the past, James Comey, Robert Mueller, many others from the federal level involved with this plea deal offered to Jeffrey Epstein. But I guess the question is not necessarily about Alex Acosta, but just how he's avoiding all of these massive sentences. It was revealed that when he was in jail in Florida, he was able to get out 6 days a week, and he was able to go and work and then come back to prison to sleep. Now his lawyers in the case against him in New York are asking if he can have those same type of privileges, if he can bail out for $75 million and stay at home under house arrest. I doubt that that's going to be a possibility, because people are finally waking up to the seriousness of the charges that have been levied against this guy for decades.
So what do you do? How's this playing in Florida, John Harper? What's the overview there?
Actually, Doug and everyone, the overview here in Florida is in many respects just what Jennifer had said. After all these decades of the shenanigans that this guy was pulling, how come all of a sudden this is coming to light? A lot of people here think it definitely is tied into political aspirations of the president and others who are trying to make sure that this guy doesn't surface again with his money, especially to help support some of the Democrats running for president. So a lot of people are very skeptical about the motives behind this, what's going on behind
this. Who'd be dumb enough to take this guy's money, though?
Chuck Schumer.
Every
other Democrat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long have we been hearing about the Lolita Express? I mean, how many years has that expression been around?
And that Bill Clinton had been on it.
Well, that's why we know about it, is because of Clinton's involvement.
But the island is called pervert. What is it called? Pedophile Island or something?
Well, that's what the media calls it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I don't think that's the official name.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think he changed it.
He didn't register that. No.
To Pervert Cove. I don't think he did that.
No. All right, Jensen, you haven't weighed in on this. What do you think? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
So what I said in passing on the air was if, I said if Trump is actually involved in some way with this party with the 28 girls, women, who knows what right now, only him and Epstein at Mar-a-Lago. In that case, I believe Republicans would rise up against Trump, unlike the Democrats who refused to rise up against Clinton for the same sort of thing. Oh, man, did I get scorched on the phones. How dare you use the word if, and how dare you make that presumption? Who do you think you are, Joy Behar? And that was like the biggest insult I've ever experienced.
Yes.
It was terrible. I know.
Who do you think you are, Joy Behar? There are 12 more women who have come out in the last couple of days with accusations of more sexual assault and sex trafficking since the arrest. So this is just this week where there are more women named. And this seems, sort of go back to Weinstein and what happened and how a few women came out and then a few more came out and then more and more and more. Is Gloria Allred involved in this somehow or other?
Not yet. It's one of the few. I think it's going to open
up.
I'm sure
she will be.
Yeah, the more interesting question as to how people vet their donors, because this guy has been giving money to Democrats for a very, very long time and a lot of money. And there's a story that isn't getting much news nationally, but locally in Los Angeles, where I live, there's a guy named Ed Buck, who is also a huge Democrat donor. And he had two men at two different times, two gay men, die in his home from being overdosed on drugs that he gave them. And he was a donor to Adam Schiff. He was a donor to some really big-name, prominent Democrats. The mayor of Los Angeles is one. So I think the question is now, can you effectively, do you have to vet the people that are going to be donating these big dollar amounts? I don't mean the people that are donating $28 to Bernie Sanders. I'm talking about the ones who are donating thousands and thousands of dollars to all of these guys. Is it going to be their responsibility to take ownership of who gives
them money? You can thank Citizens United for all of this unending dollars coming through the portals. It's so corrupt. This country has become
voters really won't care so much. I mean, the Clintons have two big fundraisers who went to jail, and that doesn't seem to slow anything down. Does that play into your thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's going to be interesting to see because people are trying, you know, obviously everybody, and it's so sad because what the real charges here are so disgusting and sick, but everybody's trying to politicize it. People on the left want Trump to be at these parties with Jeffrey Epstein. People on the right want Bill Clinton to be caught on the Lolita Express. Yeah. This is, and no one's thinking about the victims because we're thinking about politics. What I would think is, do the politicians like Chuck Schumer, who called for the resignation of Alex Acosta this week, do they need to take ownership for the fact that they themselves took thousands of dollars from this guy? Did they have a part in that? Maybe they do. Maybe that becomes part of the conversation.
Yeah, I'll take the vegetarian menu, please. We'll continue our focus on this. Let's go to something else in a moment. Maybe we'll spend a few minutes talking about this week's business with ICE and what's going on the border. As we continue here, 16 past the hour, here's the most comfortable pillow you can own. You know the story. You've heard it 100 times, maybe 1,000 times. Many spokespeople like me talk about the value, the virtue of my pillows. We get them. We use them. I got the sheets. I got the mattress covers. So I have pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress top covers, all of that stuff. And it all adds to my having a great night's rest. You've been there. You may not have done that, but maybe you ought to think about having a whole new look, a whole new feel to your bedroom. Start with the pillows. If you're not familiar with MyPillows, then go to MyPillow.com and order a couple of their perfect, their Plu Perfect pillows that so many people love so much. I like them because they really do, after all this time, and Jennifer will tell you the same thing, that you can fluff them up. They don't go flat and stay. I bought a couple of really expensive pillows at Macy's a few years ago, and they are off. They lost all of whatever it was that they had. They're just like big tubs of nothing. But with the MyPillow, you just throw them in the washing machine, the dryer, and they come back out like new. And the sheets seem to feel that way, too. So anyway, the quality is not questioned. The deals are fabulous. All you have to do is avail yourself of MyPillow.com. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and look and see what they have. Order sheets, order pillows, pillowcases, the whole thing. And ensure you're going to get a great night's rest. If you try them for a couple of months and don't like it, for whatever reason, you send them back, and they give you your money back. You're not going to get that at Bed Bath & Beyond. Only at MyPillow. You'll love them. MyPillow. Everything's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your sheets, your pillows, pillowcases. Get all kinds of discounts. And the promo code is DJV to use at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep. To support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry my pillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714XBook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
The Top Radio Countdown.
the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of July 8th to the 12th, 2019. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. Rich McFadden's in the control room in our originating network, Radio America in Washington. And I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. So, John, let's go to you because this is a developing, I guess this is one of those things we call a developing story, but the fascination, I think you and I first became friends when I was down there. I think it was the first shot, if I'm not mistaken. As you remember, Jay Honeycutt, Richie, you remember Jay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Was all over the place. He was the one who picked the first. All these astronauts we're going to talk about, he picked them. That's where he got started, and then he ran the shuttle program, and then he ran Kennedy Space Center. And during all of this, I had unfettered access to anybody I wanted, anything I wanted, and I was at a number of launches that took place during the time. Remember the one, Richie? I'm sitting in the stand as the space, the shuttle takes off, and the noise. You couldn't believe, and the microphones, you couldn't believe the noise. And we were, what is that, John? Downrange from where the press sits is a couple of miles, isn't it?
It's 2.5 miles from the launch pad.
Yeah. Right, but yet you think you're right on top of it because the Earth really does move under your feet.
That's a lot of pressure.
So you've probably seen a lot of the specials this week. PBS has been loaded with recounts, and I mean the whole business with a focus on the first man, that movie, Neil Armstrong's story, and Buzz Aldrin, and White, the whole thing coming together on the 50th anniversary. So what special things are going on down there in your immediate locale? Because you're right on the Space Coast, right there where the Kennedy Space Center is.
Yeah, it's really kind of exciting here, Doug, once again, as I think I've told you on some subsequent conversations. That's Cupcake the dog in the background.
Hey, Cupcake, how you doing?
let me move to another room. But it has the excitement has been building now for about the past month or two, in anticipation of the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. Huge events are starting today and will run through next week, bringing astronauts back. There are parades recreating the same parade route that used to take place in Cocoa Beach. All different types of memorabilia are being presented again, even moon pies and throwback bottles of Pepsi Cola are being offered to the public down here. It's just been crazy. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been amazing to think, Doug and everyone, that 50 years ago there were over 1 million people who...
Oops. We lost him. Sounds like we lost him.
He's breaking down, yeah. And in order to escape Cupcake, he lost reception.
We'll get him back again. All right, we'll put him back into the other room. We come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour. But it is, I think it's one of the most exciting times. It was, when you think about it, and this is what I was watching this the other day, I was thinking, this was only 24 years after the end of World War II. Rick, think about it, and Richie, think about it that way. We came out of World War II and grabbed Wernher von Braun, who is the German responsible for building the V-2 rocket, and they grabbed, not only they grabbed von Braun, but they grabbed all of his team. The Nazis had created or collected these people to try to build rockets that they could use to win the war. They weren't successful, so the day the war was over, the minute it was over, the United States grabbed Wernher von Braun before the Russians could, and that's really kind of where this all came from. Certainly something to continue talking about as we proceed here on the Talk Radio Review.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says the NAFTA replacement will improve global trade relations.
We restore our economy. We're really restoring our standing in the world. We're respected again. America is respected again, like it hasn't been respected in many, many years. We were laughed at. We were a patsy.
Trump says the new agreement will protect American workers and incentivize companies to keep their operations in the U.S. Storm surge already splashing water into roadways across southern Louisiana, with Barry expected to make landfall Saturday morning. This New Orleans woman says seeing the strong current and high water on Lake Pontchartrain has her worried.
I see the lake look like it's about to overflow, and it's splashing up on land. I'm like kind of scared now.
20 to 25 inches of rain expected this weekend in parts of Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, and John Harper. We're sort of deviating a little bit for a few more minutes since Wimpy the dog drove John into another... what's the name of the dog?
Cupcake.
No, Cupcake. That's right, too. All right.
You remember that? Didn't you have an old girlfriend named Cupcake?
I think in my past I've had a number of ladies, but I don't think there's been a Cupcake.
Ah,
all right. Look forward to that in the future.
Time.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So John Harper from WMEL, we're talking about all the focus. And maybe next week we would review what has happened. But this week coming, the 50th anniversary of the flight to the moon by Apollo 11 and all the things that are going on down there. Hasn't the Space Coast sort of been revitalized to a point with new activity for a while when Bush was in and Obama didn't help things either? There was massive cuts to the NASA budget, a lot of the things that were going on down there. I think all of us that knew anything knew that cutting out the shuttle program was really not very smart. We gave a lot of money to the Russians, and look what they bring. I think each time we send a man to Russia to go up to the space station, like $53 million it costs us, or some outrageous thing like that. So how are things changing? This we're not, by the way, this happens in coincidence with the celebration of Area 51 in Arizona, so, but there's no coincidence there, I guess. Anyway, this week is a big massive thing going on.
I'm curious to find out, though, John, isn't privatization of the space organization, has that revitalized the Space Coast? I mean,
absolutely, Richie and Doug, it sure has, and the Space Coast has really come back. It's booming again. It's changed in some dynamics compared to what it once was, where you'd have 5,000 people every morning driving to the Kennedy Space Center to go to work. But nonetheless, there are so many private companies that have moved into the area, with, of course, at the top of that list, SpaceX, Blue Origin has just built a new hangar right next to the Kennedy Space Center, just huge, and creating all types of new jobs. Real estate is booming again down here, and the likes of which the Space Coast has not seen since the space shuttle started to fly, and things were really happening. And as you said, Doug, when the shuttle program ended 5 years ago, the lights dimmed quite a bit here on the Space Coast, but it has come back with a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, and the Space Coast is back.
You know what's sad about this? This is 2020 hindsight, but the lack of visionaries that we've had as leaders in our country. When Kennedy said we'll get a man to the moon by the end of the decade, that was the inspiration. That's all it took for politicians to say, okay, we're going to fund this and get it done, especially after he met his untimely death. But there, you know, since that time, there was that whole stress in school on science and technology and mathematics, and people said they wanted to work for the space program, they wanted to be an astronaut, they wanted to do stuff. Now you don't have anybody coming out of school saying they have any real strong aspirations for anything like that, even though there are good people that are in the program for sure, many more women. And I think that's a good thing, more women pilots.
A kid who just graduated in my neighborhood from Virginia Tech and got his master's and is a rocket scientist.
Is he good?
And going to be working in the field. So, I think with the SpaceX thing and with those boosters being able to land back on their pad.
Yeah,
and
that
I
was
think
part
the
of
talk of
saying.
Rovers on Mars and kids following the rover on Mars on Instagram, I think that's kind of firing up interest with this generation.
Well, I think that's what I was saying and suggesting was that we had that. And it went away because the public support for it went away. But we now have people who are inspired. We had inspired leadership at the time this stuff started on the public side. We don't have inspired leadership now on the public side, but we do have inspired leadership on the private side. Say what you will about Musk or some of these other characters.
But that's my question for both of you, okay, and John specifically. Do you think that ending the shuttle program helped push this privatization? And do you think that was intentional on the government's part? So like Bush and ending the shuttle program.
Yes to the first question, no to the second question.
So you think it's just by chance that it was lucky that privatization.
Well, you think somebody thought this through in Washington? Come on, Rich. You know
I wonder if somebody thought this through in Washington.
All right, go ahead, John.
The end of the shuttle program had been discussed for many years before it even occurred because they knew the shuttle fleet was aging and would have to be totally revitalized to keep those birds flying again for the next 10 years or more. So there was a lot of talk about the fact that we could not afford a new shuttle fleet, so a new program had to be developed, and the private companies had to come in and kind of pick up the reins, and there's no doubt about it. SpaceX has done that. You mentioned, Doug, the landing of the first stage of the SpaceX rocket back here at the Kennedy Space Center. That's huge and absolutely creating a lot of excitement for people throughout the country seeing those things. It looks like a Buck Rogers movie.
Yeah, it's great that the private sector is involved. I'm all for the private sector. But when it comes to the money, you tell us we don't have the money for it, but we have money to develop new missiles and new airplanes that the Air Force doesn't want. Come on.
Let's not forget Trump has got Star Wars under the Air Force's control there, or is it the Pentagon's control now?
Yeah, right. All right, let's move on. Back to the stories that are a part of the countdown. A lot of the same stuff here, and that's why I'm not spending a lot of time on it. There's nothing new that I can see in the presidential race other than somebody dropping out this week. More of the same old banal BS. The soccer, though, the women's soccer team, what it's done, and the focus on equal pay, I think that's been part of the talk tree. So, Rick, how have you handled that on your program?
I actually had our sports director on, and we both went into great detail about how the women's and men's national teams negotiate their contracts. Are the women underpaid? Not yes. really. Not oh, based upon on. The way that they actually negotiate the contracts and all. A contract player with the women's team gets $100,000 automatically. Men are bonuses only. The women play fewer teams than the men do. But right now, what's going to happen is they're going to get more money for sponsors, and they will be making more money because two in a row, you just can't ignore
not
that.
To keep
and
dropping
I think
the
that
F-bomb
there's a buying opportunity
place.
For these sponsors here.
All right, the F-bomb, your AV time or the ABC coverage of the...
I'm talking about everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember when Chase Utley dropped the F-bomb, all excited, the Phillies won the national championship? Sorry about that, Rich.
Yep.
And I just like to do that to Rich because he's a Nationals fan. And he was gently chastised by the media and others. Now you have an ABC News editor, as well as some others, Alexandra Svokos, who's celebrating Ashley Harris... And Megan Rapinoe using the mother F word and twerking, chugging beers. And what she said on Twitter is that, oh, this is great stuff. This is great content. Let's not stop her. This is wonderful. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Why is this all of a sudden wonderful for ABC News?
Well, here's my spin. I don't understand if they want to get equal pay. Why would you market yourself the way that they are marketing themselves in the celebration here? They are, whenever I see them on social media, there's F-bombs flying, there's twerking, there's all kinds of language going on. And I'm thinking, how are you going to get big sponsors and get the money that you want to get if you're out here representing yourself like this?
Here's my spin on the Rapinoe and Rapaport, whatever her name is, and some of the other stuff. Whether I sound like an old white guy or I don't sound like an old white guy, this is, to me, the same kind of stuff now coming about when the kid, remember the kid that was the mouthy kid after the shootout down in Florida? What was that kid's name that was all over everywhere in the media and he got to be very impressed with himself?
David Hogue?
Hogue, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, Rapinoe is in that same category as far as I'm concerned at this point. Maybe a great player. The teammates love her.
It's a great,
I don't see her.
It's a great story that they won.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
great for the country. But now represent us, please.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you got anything on this one, John, or you want to leave it?
Actually, what you said, Doug, I kind of totally agree with. There's nothing else really needs to be said other than the fact that I think the women want equal pay. Okay, that's fine, but they're going to have to really step up, and I think their game has been stepped up, but they're going to have to step up their off-field behavior for the American public to totally embrace this, because at the moment, the American public, in my opinion, is not.
All right. Number five, questions on citizenship and the border. The Chicago mayor has banned ICE from police databases in Chicago. We'll talk about that as our countdown overview continues here. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes to whiten your teeth, an average of 2 shades every time you apply it. So keep doing it so you can lift the stains naturally off all of your teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers. You're a smiler. You like to smile. People love others who smile at them. You make friends by smiling. But you're going to make friends if you've got an ugly smile. If your teeth are ugly, yellow, awful, then let's see if we can turn that around with the most advanced way in America to whiten your teeth. This is a fabulous whitening system. Came from a dentist named Martin Ginniger. He used it. Then he sold it to some of his pals who were dentists. Now it's available on the market. You can find it and use it very, very easily. Customer reviews on their website, fabulous. And by the way, you can't order Power Swabs and get the 50% off the retail unless you call 208-1797 with 800 as the preface. 800-208-1797. Order now. Get your teeth whitened the natural way. You can do it yourself 5 minutes at a time. And the impressiveness of this is beyond reproach. So, let's take advantage of the opportunity. As I said, you can't get it online. Only available at 50% of the retail cost. Use the DJV code when you call for Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the story page, the number 10 item is the continuing focus, discussion, if you will, on climate change. What are we doing to the weather, the Gulf Coast storm Barry, and the storm surges, what's happening in the Delta, all of that sort of thing. A very important story. Passing of Ross Perot is number 9. Number 8, the ambassador to Britain leaving. Number 7, tensions between us and the Iranians. Number 6, that social media summit at the White House. Number 5, continuing focus on the census question. Number 4, presidential race. Number 3, the soccer victory, the women's soccer victory, and some of the issues that surround that. Number 2, continuing focus on immigration and the border situation. And number 1, the case of one Jeffrey Epstein. Cap that focus on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
On the people list, a lot of the folks from the stories, we put these, one of the reasons I record these and put them in the program is because we don't often, once or twice during the course of the hours that we're on, we may go through the list specifically, but then we go off into tangents about some of the issues and the people. But the list at 10, starting is Ross Perot and his passing. Number 9, Kim DeRock, I think that's how you pronounce your name. Number 8, Ilhan Omar. Number 7, AOC. Number 6, Bernie Sanders. Number 5, Joe Biden. Number 6, Megan Rapinoe. Number 3 is Alex Acosta. Number 2 is Jeffrey Epstein. And number 1 is Donald Trump. Is there a connection between Donald Trump and Mr. Epstein? Well, a lot of people that are trying to make that case, whether there is or there isn't, I guess remains to be seen. I think Epstein, once he's taken care of, will disappear from the pages of history, but Donald Trump will stay there, as I guess is appropriate, because he's the president. Thanks to Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, John Harper here with us on the countdown. The last note struck by Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, who says the city has banned ICE enforcement from accessing Chicago Police Department's databases. How do they do that? How do you just say you can't? How do you say to the Fed, screw you, we're not letting you in to our information?
I think they banned the Fed from accessing their database.
Ah, okay. It may be a political, especially, I don't know how much trouble there is in Chicago when race, you know, comes into the picture. Certainly all of the killings and stuff going on there have racial motivations. I may be influenced because I've become a fan of Chicago PD, the Dick Wolf show. And so maybe my mind is corrupted a little bit about what's going on from that television show. But I got to tell you something. These guys got a lot of balls, somebody like her, to say what she did and think she's going to get away with it. Ah, well, overviews galore here on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Thanks to the talk professionals for being here this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, a review of the top five technology items that trended this past week. Courtesy of the work done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with an intro to number five as we count toward number one. And it's a focus on the most popular television. You know, after after you did this story, I went downstairs and took out the measuring the yardstick and measured my TV as 55 inches. I didn't even know how big it was. And you said that had been the
That's
largest
what we have. We've got a 55.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry. So how is that changing?
It's now 65 inches. According to TrendForce, which is a data market research firm, they say that 65-inch TVs are now the most popular choice for North American living rooms, and the reason for that is because prices for the 65-inch TVs have fallen by about 25% this year, and the prices of the 55-inch TVs have stayed the same. The result is that now people are deciding, well, another 10 inches, why not? I'll buy the cheaper, larger TV. And the reason for that, there's a few different reasons for the shift in the price. The trade war with China has definitely played a big part. TV manufacturers have been stockpiling products in anticipation of the planned 25% tariffs that essentially have failed to materialize. So there's that. That means they've got huge stockpiles of these 65-inch TVs. They were forced to lower the prices if they wanted to clear out their inventories. So here's the good thing. You can look for this trend to play out even more during the upcoming Amazon Prime Day, and they already have some sales on 65-inch TVs from various brands. So if that's what you're in the market for, this is actually the, well, technically, Mercury's still in retrograde, so you may not want to buy a TV right now. Uh-huh. But, yeah, but if you really need a TV, then, you know, go ahead.
Mercury's in retrograde for another 2 weeks, in fact. So, yeah, not a good
Not great for Prime Day. They should have planned it better.
Yeah, they should be thinking about that stuff.
Yeah.
Number four on our countdown is a focus on Etsy prices.
Yeah, the Etsy marketplace, which of course is one of the most popular online marketplaces around the world for handcrafted goods, they announced this week that they will be prioritizing the listings on Etsy based on free shipping offers or not. So the Etsy justified this decision, saying that Etsy buyers are 20% more likely to buy items if they include free shipping. Now, this is not great news for the sellers on Etsy, who are all very much, you know, individual artisans, crafters, mom and pop little shops and things like that, because they say incorporating the cost of free shipping is going to force them to raise their prices, which also is not great for the consumer. But this is the way they're moving forward, and Etsy says they know the new policy is not going to be that popular with everyone, but they feel they need to do it in order to keep up with Amazon.
Yep, there you go. Keep up with the neighbors. Speaking of that, Target trying to do the sort of same thing, yeah, number three?
Yep, Target wants you to keep Amazon. Yep, Target wants you to keep your wallet out after shopping Amazon Prime Day, because they're holding their own mega sale called Deal Days on July 15th and 16th. On day one, you'll get 40% off furniture and indoor rugs and kitchen appliances like Instant Pot, which is the number one best-selling brand at this point in for kitchenware in the country, and KitchenAid mixers and things like that. And then day two, you'll get 30% off exclusive home brands that Target carries, and if you have a Target Red card, you'll get an additional 5% off those purchases, and if you spend $35 or more on any of the goods, then you get free shipping. So Target says that more bargains they're going to roll out more bargains, which the sale ends 11:59 on July 16th.
Roll out the bargains. Number two, the rivalry, I was just talking a little bit ago, HBO and Netflix, and now Warner Media in on the act, Victoria.
Yeah, Warner Media owns HBO now, and so they have HBO Go, they have HBO Now, and soon there will be HBO Max. HBO Max is going to be the most important property that Warner Media has. It's going up against Netflix, Hulu, and the upcoming Disney Plus streaming services. They're going to have a lot of original programming. They're going to have exclusive to every episode of Friends, which is actually the number one streamed thing on Netflix. It's leaving Netflix this year and going to HBO. So lots of cool stuff. And again, it's just going to cost the consumer more money with all these subscriptions every month. We're going to be broke.
Number one this week is a focus on AT&T being first.
Yes, AT&T is the first cellular company to block all robocalls for their customers by default, meaning the customer doesn't need to do anything. They don't need to opt into the program. They don't have to pay an extra fee. The other carriers, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon, trying to figure out what they're going to do with this, but AT&T definitely got out ahead. And if you are looking for a new provider, AT&T might be a good one to check out.
All right, there it is. All these things are important technologically, and we do it to sort of tune you up at the end of the week. When I say we, I'm here to support Victoria. She's done the work. Victoria Keelan and the Dougster at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.